The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Obesity levels reaching epidemic level here, according to recent data from the WHO. Could legislation to curb junk food marketing make a real difference? The Irish Heart Foundation will host a political briefing this morning as part of its Stop Targeting Kids campaign. They aim to persuade government to follow the UK and legislate to protect the next generation from diet-related disease. Now, for more on this, I'm joined by Advocacy Campaigns Manager with the Irish Heart Foundation, Helena O'Donnell, and Christina Adane of Britain's Bite Back 2030 group, and we'll talk to them in a moment. But first, what junk food do listeners find irresistible? Our reporter Elaine Smith took to the streets of Cork to find out.
Well, my go-to treat definitely would be chocolate and crisps. A packet of mint drills and popcorn is my favourite. If it was takeaway, it'd be definitely Chinese at the top of the list.
What about fruit and veg? Would you be a fan?
Well, no, I was never kind of into fruit and veg, to be honest. But as I've kind of started this diet thing now, it's kind of number one in the diet. So I had to start. So yeah, I'm now into fruit and veg.
What's your favourite junk food?
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Ice cream.
And do you like fruit and vegetables?
Vegetables. Broccoli and vegetables.
So would you have a sweet tooth yourself?
Yes, I would, yeah. I'd lots of ice cream, an ice cream fanatic. I'd devour the whole lot in one go. Magnums, definitely. But I suppose I do balance those as well, because obviously I'd eat healthy for my dinner and stuff. Let's do the good and the bad, kind of the devil and the angel kind of thing, like, you know.
What's your favourite sweet?
Skittles and bars of chocolate, like Whispers and Boosts, Double Deckers.
Yeah, so you definitely have a sweet tooth.
100%.
What do you think about fruit and veg? Is it for you?
I like fruit and veg. I don't like all of it, but I don't really like carrots that much or poppies. But I like broccoli, I like peas, I like cabbage and stuff.
Do you have a sweet tooth? And if so, what is your go-to treat?
I have a little bit. I like jellies more than anything, I think. Yeah. Anything sugary, to be honest. Not fussy.
What about fruit and veg? Would you be someone who would eat healthy as well to balance out?
Yeah, definitely. I do try to eat a lot of veg. I'm a vegetarian, so I have to kind of incorporate a bit more of that in.
What's your favourite junk food that you go to?
Maybe pancakes or something.
And what about fruit and veg? Do you like that?
I like corn and peas, and sometimes I eat lettuce.
And is there any veg that you don't like, that you're like, yuck?
There's tomatoes and I also don't like onion.
Savage sweet tooth, yes, very much so. Favorite junk food would be definitely cookies. When I'm off from work, it's usually we go for a milk tea or something. Something else sweet, something different.
And how are you at fruit and veg overall?
Pretty good with fruit and veg, but on the main meals, but mostly junk food anyway.
So do you like junk food?
Yes.
What's your favorite junk food?
Vanilla ice cream with sprinkles.
And do you eat junk food often?
Not really.
What about fruit and veg? Do you like that?
Yeah. Carrots my favourite veg and apples my favourite fruit.
So you like to eat healthy but also treat yourself sometimes?
Yeah.
I love getting ice cream on my holidays, preferably salted caramel.
Anything else that comes to mind when you're not on holidays?
Biscuits and a cup of tea at night time.
What's your views on healthy food? Would you be into your fruit and veg?
I like strawberries and bananas. That's kind of where it begins and ends, to be honest.
Okay, very mixed views there. Christina Adane of Britain's Bite Back 2030 group, who's visiting today to help with the Irish Heart Foundation's campaign. Christina, what have you guys achieved?
So we've achieved a government policy essentially aiming to ban junk food marketing in the UK online and on TV before 9 p.m. And the reason why that's so important is because as young people, we are absolutely bombarded by junk food marketing. We launched a report a couple of years ago that essentially showed we bombarded 15 billion ads per year. Which is equates to 500 ads per second. Like, it's insane. On our walk to school, we've got street advertising telling us to eat, you know, burgers for 99p. We come out of school, there's, you know, the option for junk food right there with no kind of healthy alternative. We go on our phones, it's on our social media feeds, it's in our emails, it's absolutely everywhere.
Okay. So it is a great achievement to get that legislation before 9 p.m, the watershed as it used to be called. Yeah. But how does it work? I mean, if you're on your phone and you're targeted by some manufacturer of convenience food, shall we say, what happens?
So essentially, it targets your subconscious. You first of all, it's the accessibility, it's the affordability, it's the fact that that's become the default option in your mind when you do reach for food. But on top of that, it's the lack of healthy alternatives. So the ban essentially aims to put healthy foods in the spotlight instead of junk food, because it's having a direct impact on our health.
So that's how it works. I mean, obviously to appeal to your subconscious, but how does the government go about controlling it if there are offenders? Does it depend on somebody complaining?
No, I think it's legislation that all companies have to adhere to. If they don't adhere to it, then there will be punishment. It's still in discussion as to how it will be implemented, so we're yet to see that.
The legislation, but yes, the implementation, the devil might be in the detail here as to how companies would be punished for breaches, because if they're targeting one person, automatically they're targeting online the entire population, in theory.
Yes, and that's why we have to keep a close eye on it. But I think it's the fact that these companies are targeting young people that's what's so scary, because we as young people don't, we shouldn't be targeted to. We're children. We're children, and we have a right to accessible, affordable food that is nutritious and good for us. And so being overwhelmed with such, unhealthy.
Yeah. Now, who defines what is unhealthy? You may remember some years ago there was a contention that if, for example, you had a McDonald's cheeseburger and fries, and that was your meal, not just a kind of a snack, but that was your meal, that actually would be quite a balanced meal. You know, you're getting potatoes, you're getting carbs, you're getting protein in the meat, you're getting carbs in the bun and so on, blah, blah, blah. That it wasn't a bad meal in itself, if it was a meal rather than a snack.
Well, junk food essentially means high in fat, sugar, salt products. And so when we're talking about a McDonald's meal, yeah, that on its own, maybe as part of a balanced diet, okay, it's not a bad thing that young people eat that, but it's about the fact that, well, first of all, I don't think it's nutritious at all. But second of all, when it's a lot. And that's the problem here.
Quantity as well as quality.
Yeah, and there's no affordable, nutritious option to counter that. That's when it's an issue. But moving away from the kind of notion that it's an individual's problem, it's really systemic. So again, it's the fact that when you live in a food desert, for example, that McDonald's meal or that just that the same variations of like the same food, so burgers, chips, chicken, that's all you have on a high, where I live, that's all I have. And so that means that I'm twice as likely to develop obesity. That means that kids, one in three kids in the UK at the age of 11 are at risk of diet related illnesses. Why is that happening in, one of the biggest economies of the world? So yeah, it's about changing the food environment and really just shifting more towards healthier lives.
And very hard to do if the culinary skills are not available at home, for example, and if the stuff is very cheap. The convenience food, the junk food so-called, is really cheap. You can see why someone will say, well, why will I buy all of this food, which I'll cook, but maybe a lot of it will be wasted, veg and so on, will go off by the time I get to use it. Easier to go to the local convenience store and pay, a pound sterling for a Happy Meal.
Yes, I think it's definitely about making healthier options more affordable, but it's not so much about education. It's about changing the food environment so that the default option is healthy, affordable, nutritious food.
Okay, so Helena O'Donnell, Advocacy Campaigns Manager with the Irish Heart Foundation, your concern is with this generation who are eating as Christina has described, and most of the people that you might be encountering in middle age with heart disease now didn't have that kind of food environment when they were growing up.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on, Pat. The Irish Heart Foundation's mandate is to protect children's health future from developing the cardiovascular diseases of the future. And basically what we want to do is to mobilise the public to get behind our campaign to prevent so much junk food marketing to young people in Ireland. So we've invited young people like Christina to present to politicians today to convince them that they must act this year year to legislate against junk food marketing, as promised in the programme for government.
Yeah. Now, what do you want? What kind of legislation do you want?
We all care about children's health, as the overwhelming public support has been showing through research. Government's own funded research this week showed overwhelming support for laws to restrict junk food marketing to young people. So what we want to see, as we want to see similarly as they've brought in the UK, is an online ban on junk food marketing to young people, and the watershed in Ireland, which is currently at 6 p.m, brought up to 9 p.m. The evidence is there to show that junk food marketing is influencing young people. That's why brands are spending so much money on it. And that's why the Broadcasting Authority restricted junk food marketing to young people in children's programmes up to 6 p.m. in 2013. However, since then, there has been an explosion of digital marketing to young people.
And what about the bloggers and the influencers?
On YouTube and on TV, because that's where the loopholes lie. And as you correctly say, the celebrities, the influencers, they're not seen as advertising, and yet they're completely influencing young people. So, for example, New York University released some research this year to show that over 90% of brands that are promoted and products that are promoted on YouTube by influencers and celebrities are for junk food marketing. Mm-hmm. And this is what young people are seeing now. It's a completely different culture to what we grew up with, Pat.
Okay, so you want legislation, and hopefully this lobbying today will be persuasive. Christina, finally, I should ask you, what about things like footballers' shirts and things like that? Because you're watching that in mid-afternoon. Are there any of the big teams that carry what might be called junk food marketing?
Yes, that's actually one of our campaigns at Bite Back. So sports sponsorship is a massive issue, and it disproportionately affects poorer kind of communities, because the football will have junk food ads sponsored, but if you go and watch tennis, it's like Rolex, it's very high-end, very luxurious items. So it's the same with the 100 last year. They had Skips and Crisp KP ads as their tops, and the 100 was cricket targeted at families and kids. And so it's really at all angles, and that's why the legislation is so important and it needs to be passed.
Okay, well, we should not perhaps try to reinvent the wheel here, see how you get on, particularly with implementation, because as I said earlier, the devil will be in the detail. What time are you launching then today? What time is your lobbying session?
So we're having a number of politicians attend Buzzbus Hotel at 11 o'clock today to listen to young people like Christina demand action in Ireland on junk food marketing.
Very good. Helena O'Donnell, Advocacy Campaigns Manager with the Irish Heart Foundation, and Christina Adane of Britain's Bite Back 2030 Group. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.